Hey, it's Brendan Schaub here. Do you guys like to laugh? Do you like to have a good time? Maybe you want to feel like you're back in the locker room with the boys, in the shower, wherever you're at. Then look no further. We got the best podcast on earth. Yes, I said the best podcast on earth. We're talking about Fighter and the Kids with Chappelle Lacey, Malik B. It's three comics. We're having fun. Enjoy the show. Come listen to it on all podcast platforms. Wherever you listen, we're probably there. Come get some Fighter and the Kids.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
You fucking ready for this, you little cocksucker?
Yeah.
You little turd. Look me in the eyes.
This is how Steve talks to me behind the scenes. You little turd.
Listen up, you little turd. We're going to do this show today, and we're going to do it right.
Or else I'm going to do it.
I'll cut you. Hey, guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Oh!
What was that?
I don't know. You know, I... Guys, I'll tell you. Do you want me to turn this on?
If you want. It's an option. I think it's the nicer option.
I want it to flash in my face and give me a seizure.
That's what it does.
Does it?
No.
Oh, I wish it did.
It's a very small battery-operated Christmas lighting system.
And I appreciate you for that. Yeah. Guys, welcome to the show. Last episode, we did a funny bit. We're back in the same room again, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Our bit was that we were in the same place.
Our bit is that we were in the same place. And almost, this episode was almost remote again.
Yeah. Which also would have been pretty funny.
Which I thought would be really funny, but man, it's just been so long. Like, we can't, like, but it's good that the option is there. And I think we should talk about how the option for remote episodes due to unforeseen circumstances, i.e. and completely unrelated, shooting water diarrhea out of your ass for hours and hours and hours in your early morning.
Yeah. You're saying.
Unrelated.
You're saying that if one of us was to be in a situation where we were doing a broken brown fire hydrant out of the boots, then yeah, like that, but for hours. Yes. You're saying that maybe we'd have the option of
doing a remote episode every once in a while.
Yeah. I'm still not, I know we're both vaccinated, but I'm not fully comfortable with all those sounds. Okay.
Please. You don't mind if I just spit right on the ground, do you? I'm just farting and coughing and sneezing and yelling into this. Dude,
I would just leave.
I was talking to friends about how, like, karaoke and how karaoke will probably be very different in this post-COVID world. What are your thoughts?
How do you think it'll be different?
Well, I mean, I'll get it. You know, there's nothing more disgusting, and you know this, than a public microphone.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we've talked about this, I think.
Back in the playing music day, and you played music in bars before.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring your own microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart.
Luckily, we did.
Yeah.
But we've done a show or two where it's not our stuff because it's like they invited us and they're like, we have stuff, so don't worry about it.
Anytime you go to like a club or a venue, a lot of the times the clubs will be sponsored by a certain microphone producer, like a Shure or a what was the other one?
Fisher Price
is another one, small plastic.
Big.
Sennheiser. They used to have really nice microphones, but everyone uses the same one. And obviously at the end of the night, the sound guy wrapping up all the cords doesn't want to.
No. He's gonna go have a very late dinner with his underage girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a sound guy thing.
Yeah, and he's got a couple of classes in the morning.
Yeah, he needs to go buy cigarettes for teenagers at night.
And he's pulling a double shift at Guitar Center. Yeah. So.
I don't want to shit talk all sound
Listen,
guys.
No
there were
shame
some that
in
were
that.
Saints.
Yeah, dude, some dude, of it. Dude, sound people, like live sound techs, like they can make or break your performance.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Because most of the band, especially the young band, well, no age limit. Every band has people who are shitty to the sound.
Dude, we went, the Valley Folk went on a little tour before COVID happened, and we had like, have you ever given a sound person like a script?
No.
Like not a script, but like a bullet point thing, like a very short list bullet points of like, this is the song we want to like open with.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then this is going to like, at one point we're going to say, Arrivederci, baby! And then you play that track.
Okay.
And then at the end, this is our outro track.
Okay.
You ever done one of those?
No.
Okay. Well, we did that because we were doing, like, sketches and stuff. And, like, half of the sound tech guys, like, were good at it. And uh-huh. The other half were not, like, they were probably not paid enough for that.
They weren't paid enough to pay attention to your
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Exactly. And we understood that, but we still had fun with it. And it's really funny when you're like, and that's when the lightning happens.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we're like, fuck, this guy's fucking us.
But also there's no, did you do like any kind of rehearsal? Or were you just like, all right, listen, the first time you see this show, we're going to say Arrivederci at some point in the next 90 minutes. Yeah.
No, we were tight. We were tight. We had like a time code. We were like, by the halfway mark, we will be here. Mm-hmm. And like, we made really specific notes. But, you know, sound guys want to be on Tinder while your show's going on.
I like to imagine he has his finger over the button the whole time, and he's like, the whole time, and he still
messes
up.
Yeah, he can't wait. Nobody cares. And honestly, like, I get it. Like, if I was a sound guy, I would hate every performance, probably.
Yeah. Imagine just, you know, so many things that you would never normally lend your time through to, you have to sit through.
Right.
And that must be numbing. That must be a numbing experience.
Yeah. I think we've all been there.
We've all listened to thousands of bands. We haven't wanted to in a live setting.
Haven't you?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
I stopped watching like other bands that we were on the show with a couple years before I stopped.
You had to. You have to. I mean, unless it's like a friend or something.
Since you were from the time I was like 14 to the time I was 26-ish. This is opening bands forever. And we were the bad opening band for a long time. And I could listen back to CDs and be like, oh, we were the band that no one would listen to. So you earn the right to not have to sit through everybody's shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. You can pay your dues.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put the work in, too.
Yeah. And you got to at least try to be better so that you don't remain the band that nobody wants to listen to.
Like, open mic is similar, right? Like, or like when you're doing comedy, like, you have to sit through.
Yeah, it's more, but it's for a way shorter amount of time.
Right.
I've never had to, like, there are clubs where other comedians go up for like 3 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of my fellow favorite comics can't take that. They're just like, you tap me on the shoulder when it's my turn.
Yeah.
Until then, I will be elsewhere.
Which is cool. I mean, but again, like,
well, you don't owe anybody anything.
You had to pay your dues to get there, though, I think. Like, but not in a big way. Like, I'm saying, like, if you're a headliner, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're starting out with the rest of everybody, like, you got it. Like, it's important to watch people, I think.
Yeah, and it's like a respect thing.
Totally.
Especially, I was telling somebody else that at an open mic, if you go up and leave immediately, that's like a dickhead thing
to
do.
Of course it is.
But if you're like responsible for why all the tickets are sold in the place, then you're not like, it's considered a very nice thing when the headliner watches everybody else.
Yeah.
And then sometimes as one of the people who goes up before a headliner, you're like, would you mind watching my set? And then you have to like be okay with whatever the answer is. And normally it's, yeah, I'll be around.
And yeah, I'm going to be drinking at the bar.
I'm going to be in the same room as it.
I'm going to be hitting on a waitress, but I'll totally hear a joke, I'm sure.
And if I should not hear a joke.
If I should die before I wake, I pray your joke from the your mouth to the Lord's ears. Amen.
Amen. Anyway, Gargo.
So, dude, I'm really excited because I want to share something with you.
Okay.
I brought something that I saw on TikTok.
Okay.
And I've been really spending a lot of time on TikTok lately.
I thought you were going to say, I've been really spending a lot of money on TikTok.
I've been spending a lot of money on TikTok. No, I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok because it's like a really great distraction from bad feelings. And mm-hmm. also, like, once you interact with enough things that you like, you are only fed things you would want to see.
It sets you up pretty nice.
Yeah. So it sets you up real nice once you participate. So I've been getting like a lot of weird things. And you know me, man. I like to buy weird toys. I like to buy weird toys and honking horns and stuff. And we got a question from the audience, I think.
That's a good question.
So I saw this in a TikTok, and it was so short that I couldn't really tell what was going on, but I got the gist of it. Yeah. And it's...
It doesn't take much to separate Steve from his money.
No, especially when it's something that I feel like is so ridiculous, we're always going to have... Like, my friends are going to have a good time with it. Uh-huh. Like, it to me, like, there's no amount of money... Like, you can't put a price on good laughs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I got this little thing. And first... And I want to tell you all about it, Mike. It's called... It's a flying baby owl.
Okay. Well, I want to say, before we even start whatever's next... That you teed this up to me in a way that instantly made me nervous.
I mean, yeah.
And you said, you said that I have something and it's very fun and I think it's going to be very fun, but it could cause some destruction.
It should be destructive.
Yeah. Yes.
But it is a relatively small toy. And I think.
A baseball is small. You can put a baseball through a house.
This is, I don't know specifically how it works.
Dude, we're going to have a rule pretty soon that unless there's a picture on the box of somebody who looks exactly like me, we cannot do that thing in this place.
What, you don't like toys?
I know, whatever. I love toys.
What do you think this is, first of all, upon first viewing?
If I was to guess... I would say a baby owl who has the capability of flight. I think we've talked at great length on this show about how it's not right to keep those things indoors.
Right.
But
right.
Here we are inviting it into the environment.
Right. Because it's very funny looking.
Also, it looks terrifying. You know when a cute thing opens up to be terrifying? So yeah. You can't, unless you wait for the video episodes. It says very clearly next to this cherubic little girl.
She really is a little angel.
That this owl's head, I don't know what the best camera to do this is. Owl's head pops up. So off of its cute perch, and also you could put berries near its mouth, it looks like.
We'll see what
comes
happens.
With the berries. If it's good, if it doesn't break anything in my house, we'll put plastic berries near its mouth. So the head pops up, and then I'm going to say propellers spring out of its neck.
Yes.
And that's the part that worries me, because even the kids on the box seem like they're in a cartoon outdoor environment.
Yeah.
And then I'm just looking real quick for, okay, this is another perfect thing that annoys me. Oh, fuck. So there's a checklist on the back.
Okay. It says, what does it say?
Indoor only.
See? So it's safe for indoors.
I'm not done. Indoor only. Safety tested. as were kicks, crash resistant.
What does that mean?
Crash resistant. Like it has the option not to crash. And then it says durable construction. And then if you look over here in much smaller letters, it says do not fly near hair. So you can understand why some of the participants of this podcast might be nervous.
So while you were looking at that, I noticed that inside of his little nest that he sits in,
there are knives. It's
there's a knife. The
stockpile of knives.
A really sharp looking knife. It says, please charge before you play.
I think that we have an out.
So I'm glad that we're doing this now in the beginning of the show because we can keep this boy charging. And then by the time we get to, you know, a certain point in the show, I bet it'll be ready to try out.
I mean, one can only hope.
I just, you know, I'm really... Have you ever seen, like, toy drones? Oh, shit.
This looks like everything you'd buy at a kiosk in the mall. You know what I mean? When there's just a guy in a kiosk, and he's, like, he's part of a startup, or he got a bunch of, like, overseas toys really cheap, and he's trying to sell them right before Christmas, and they're flying, like, all around him. See, dude, and that was the least dangerous part of this whole thing.
The plastic berries!
You drop the berries, and it's already done damage. Where are they?
It might be closer to you, but like it might not be easy.
How important are the berries in the operation?
You know, I'm not sure, but if this boy has been locked away, maybe he's hungry. You know what I mean?
How important are the berries?
This is adorable, I'll tell you. Look at this cute little guy. You kidding me? Let me see. Let me feed this guy some berries.
You're gonna piss him off.
It doesn't seem like he likes it.
No. Also, look at how small the mouth. Look at how small the mouth and jovial the mouth, but look at the berries that go along with it.
Oh shit, look at this.
A nest with a USB plug coming out of it.
Okay. This is great. This is good news.
Hey Owl, do you think this is a good idea?
No. Who knows?
Let's see. Okay.
Hey, Owl, should we let you fly inside?
Let me see that bastard. I think he just goes right in here now.
He does seem really light, so I feel like if it hits anything and the eyes light up red immediately, which makes me want to exit.
Are red. They're flashing red.
Yeah, man. And now the government listens to us and the eyes flash red and then it flies in my hair and then it's over. Why are you putting it so close to me? Put it near you and your mouth and your hair. For no related reason, I'm going to keep this like these for the rest of the show.
Here, we'll put him right here. Can you guys see him?
I'm going to cut the fucking USB cable.
There's a lot of documentation in here.
Let's read all of it.
Oh, look, there's eye moods. Red means he's pissed. So
red either means he's low battery or fucking ravenous.
It's weird because it says green is horny.
It's nice.
Okay. Owlies.
He's just like us.
They're called owlies.
Owlies.
Which isn't a great name.
No.
Strike one.
I don't know if anyone got a promotion after suggesting this name.
What if we call him Owlies? It's like the most boring name for this.
Yeah. Okay, so what does it look like? Okay, so it's an owl, flows around inside, light up eyes. How about owl eyes?
I want to call it the most exciting toy ever.
Okay.
No, let's call it Owlies.
Owlies teach me to fly tips. What? Make sure I'm fully charged.
He's saying this. This is coming right from Owlies.
What does this berry do, you think?
I think it's just aesthetic.
It's just a toy? It's just a little... It's nothing, you think? There might be like a little something in there that, like when you get it close to his mouth.
It calms him down. It's the only thing that calms him down when he's in a rage. when he's raging off through your house.
It says, use me indoors only. Unplug my nest and place it on a flat surface. Make sure I have space to fly. Oh, this is for when he's going to fly. Make sure I have space to fly by placing me away from walls and giving me overhead space.
You're always near a wall in a house. How rich are the people who buy this?
It also says, make sure my eyes are white.
Or else.
Or else.
Does it really say or else?
No, no. Dude, this is great. This was really made for us because listen to this. How to fly. Step one, make sure my eyes are white. And I'm not angry at all.
And I'm not joking.
And I'm not, I'm not fucking around. And then it says, move me up and down. I will say we.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that's
like a real owl.
Like a human?
You remember that one time you go to the zoo and they're feeding the seals, then they go over to the owls and they move it up and down till it says we.
We. When, and then check this out. You move it up and down until it says we. And then you, when you, like, this is insane. When you hear a trumpet sound,
duck.
Place me in my nest.
Okay.
And then four, give me some space.
I'm going through a really tough time.
Give me some space to fly. I will fly for 10 seconds.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
And it says, owl. The more you practice, the better I fly, which doesn't really make any sense.
The more you practice.
Yeah, which is very strange. So if his eyes are white, he's ready to play.
Uh-huh. What if his eyes are any other color? What does that mean?
If they're yellow, he's hungry. Feed me a berry.
No way, really?
Yeah. When it's blue, I am cold. Hold my forehead. What the fuck?
What the shit? Did we just adopt a kid?
Yes. When it's red, I'm fucking pissed.
Give me berries.
Actually, it says when it's red, shove the berry into my ass.
If it's turquoise, tell me I'm being a bad boy.
When it's red, it says it's sad. Hmm. And it says pet my head. Hmm. Try to pet his head right now and see what happens.
What's a pet?
I guess like a little tap. All right.
Did it make a sound?
No. He's still glowing red.
Don't make him look away. Make him look away. Okay. All right. And he's chill over here, dude. No reason to even look over here.
This is weird. When he's when his eyes are green, he's gassy. Pick me up and pat my back. So it is a baby. We just adopted a baby.
Dude, we can't unplug it now.
If it's orange, he's dizzy. Do not spin. Pet my forehead to make me feel better.
Spin me faster to make me red.
Wait a minute. If they're purple, it means I am singing? Dude, what?
That's like a translation thing, I think.
Move me side to side to get me to sing. When they're pink, it means I love you.
Okay. Or I'm stoned as fuck.
And it says pet my head. And then when it's rainbow, it's ready to fly.
Three or four of these mean pet my head.
Yeah, really.
The thirsty attention whore.
And it says, he's ready to fly when it's rainbow. Put me in my nest and watch me fly. There's got to be something in here. Oh, no. When the instructions are like...
Oh, it came with a book.
A book?
It was the best of times. It was the owly times.
What? This is like a fucking... This is like a zine.
It's just 12 different languages of what you just read?
It might be, yeah. Teach me to fly.
Same.
Okay, there's got to be... Here we go. Before playing with Owlies, make sure it is fully charged. Unravel and plug the USB end of the charging cable into a computer. Check. Turn your Owlies off. And place your Owlies in the nest. Even a singular Owlie is Owlies?
Looks like it.
Place your Owlies in the nest. Owlies' eyes will pulse red with anger while charging.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet Owlies.
And then, when fully charged, Owlies' eyes will turn solid green. Blech. Remove the charging cable from the power source after charging. Owlies cannot fly while charging or while angry. No, just kidding. Or while the nest is plugged in. Note, you can play with your owlies while it is turned on and in the nest. Eyes will not blink. What? To show charging. It doesn't say how long it takes, though. There's a troubleshooting area for crash or bad landing.
Bad landing. Like in hair, bad landing.
If I have a bad landing or hit something while flying, I will stop flying immediately and my eyes will turn red with anger because I'm mad.
No way. Is that
just because I'm sad? It'll turn red because I'm sad.
If I crash into a room I didn't start in, I am entitled to that room. That's Owly's room.
It's mine now.
Don't come into Owly's room.
Also, if my eyes turn red, what's yours is mine.
Also, place me back in the charger in my new room.
How to turn it on? It doesn't say how long it takes.
I'm sure we'll get some kind of indication.
This is what he says in the little book here. I'm a little owl who doesn't know how to fly. I need your help to learn. Can you teach me?
Forever? It doesn't age. It doesn't age.
You're stuck perpetually in learning how to fly.
So you have to teach an owl how to fly for the rest of your life?
Yeah, and it sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
It does sound like a nightmare. And any toy that you buy that has the capability of being upset is a nightmare. Every movie I've ever seen that's even remotely like that says the toys will win at some point. What are you doing?
He has a belly sensor.
Oh, great.
That I touched and his eyes flashed green for a second.
How do you know if he's comfortable with that?
It says touch belly sensor only active in the nest.
Okay. I don't even think it has enough batteries to understand what's happening to its tummy at the moment.
Okay, so it has no indication of how long the charging takes. So,
you know, it says that this toy does a lot of things and has the capability of, it has all these things, but it doesn't feel heavy enough to support that kind of technology.
The concept that it's saying it's capable of.
Well, if you pick up a paperclip and somebody's like, let me tell you all the things that this paperclip could do, I'm not going to trust that person.
Right, right.
Pet the paperclip's belly when it's mad. And right.
Then well, then we're going to let's just leave this boy charging.
Great.
And then we'll just come back to it.
What if it attacks us and that's how the show ends? what if it flies over and gets right in your face and looks in your eyes and then goes over to the record button and hits the record button? And that's the kind of thing I'm worried about.
And then it just goes straight for the most expensive camera in the room.
Right to the middle.
It knew which one was the most expensive one.
And then and then it's out of batteries because there's no way this thing holds a charge for that long. It hovered in front of your face for a long time.
That's the other thing. Like, things like this, like, there's no way it's... Oh, wow. So, look at what happens when I press down on his head. Look at this.
Uh-huh.
He flashes green.
It looks like you're making him memorize my face. Watch.
He's taking pictures.
I'll never forget.
Every time you did that, I forgot another childhood memory. He's living off of my childhood memories now.
It's putting a list of bank account numbers in your head right now.
When my eyes are gold, I have all of your credit card information.
Not Spawn, by the way.
When it works, like what I saw on TikTok was a little terrifying.
Okay.
Because it's kind of aggressive.
Well, it's a wild animal.
And it's a flying toy, dude.
Yeah.
Like you've had like a toy drone or something, right?
Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves. It looks like a sweet and cuddly owl, which no owls are. And I think that's also very important to say, just in case you're ever outside.
Owls are terrifying.
Owls are terrifying. And I think that is maybe a metaphor. Because this thing pops, this is just molded soft plastic to look cute, but inside it's just spinning sharp plastic.
It's like powerful motors.
This is the thing that takes away your eyes.
Yes. I can't wait to try it out in this small room.
Yeah, good.
All right. Anyway, so while we let, what are we going to name him?
I don't want to get attached.
Okay. I'm going to name him Barry. Okay. B-A-R-R-Y.
I bet I can hit Barry out of the air with a golf club.
While he's trying to fly. Yes.
I bet I could teach Barry how to land.
It kind of reminds me, there's this video of, there were these toys that were like flying fairies.
Uh-huh.
That you would like put into a base and then they would spin.
Yeah.
And then it would be released and they would like fly around the room like a magical fairy.
That's nice.
And it's cool. Like, whatever, man. Nice. Nice job.
Until it lands behind the couch and the magic is over.
Forget the couch. There's a video of like a Christmas day. And there's these little girls and they're so excited they got their flying fairies.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're like screaming with excitement. And then they turn the fairy on and it starts to like fly. And it immediately flies into the fire. There's like a fireplace.
Dude, it going nowhere else. Waiting all year for a toy. And then that toy, as soon as it's operational, goes right into the fire.
You gotta hear the sounds of this.
Oh, it's on video.
Yeah, it's a video. I'll share the video with you. Like maybe Ryan will put it in the podcast.
I'm trying to think, what is the fire equivalent of what Allie's gonna take?
I mean, he there's nothing that would like destroy him right away in here. I don't think.
Just over time.
Yeah, and it says it's meant to like be resistant to crashing. So. Good.
I'm glad Owly's going to be fine no matter what.
Owly will be. Barry will be fine, everybody. Relax. So you got to hear the sound. Like, just the sounds of this video are funny enough.
Okay.
Because you hear the joy, and then you hear the, because it fell in the fire. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Action.
Oh, wait, why don't I hear that? Action.
Action.
I don't hear it.
I'll beat. How much did this cost?
$2,000. I mean, I can hear that, but I can't hear the...
Try putting the video near your butt.
Oh, man. I don't know why it's not playing. Oh. I know why.
Uh-huh.
That should help.
Eyes are still red for anyone just listening to the show.
Yeah, can we get a Barry, an update on Barry?
I'm worried that this press down maneuver that we're doing is going to...
It's upsetting him?
Yes. In so many words.
Fuck, why can't I... Wait, but we can hear this?
Yes, that's kind of
interesting.
Nice.
Why can we hear the ad music? We can't hear the sound of this video. All right, hang on. I'm going to try one more thing here.
Big fan of the ad music, though. I've said that.
Yeah, I'm really like, and I'm falling down the rabbit hole of like that style of music, and I'm really proud of myself.
That's fine.
Fairy toy fireplace. That's all you have to type in. Oh, here we go. Okay. So this little girl, she's on the carpet and she's so excited.
Okay.
And she's going to put the fairy down into the base, just like the base here.
Hi, my name is Taylor. I want to show you how, this is my new Flutterby fairy and I'm going to show you how it works.
Can't wait.
First you put it on here.
Yeah, she put it in the base.
Then press the rocket button.
It's starting to fall. It's going to take off.
No!
Oh no! It went straight for the fire.
If it's Christmas morning and your whole family is screaming no,
yeah.
Bad present.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just a rule that you could live by. Dude, that is, it sounds like a dentist drill, dude.
Can you see this? I really need you to see this.
This poor girl.
Then
look at how it goes
button.
Straight for the fireplace.
I remember these kind of.
Then yeah.
It'll fly up in just a second.
No. Okay. Just stay there. No. No. So slowly. So slowly. I wasn't prepared
it's
for
deliberate.
This. So slow.
It's slow and deliberate.
You know that episode of Breaking Bad where Skyler walks into the pool?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
And she knew where she was going. This fairy did not want to be alive.
Not in that house.
It didn't want to be there.
Fuck. It's That's like terrifying.
Which Toy Story movie was that?
Oh my goodness. As Toy Story has aged with the audience. Deeper subject matter.
Yeah, anyway.
But very terrifying, and I'm hoping that less or no destruction happens. However, if Barry wanted to find his way into a fireplace, I wouldn't object. I just hope it doesn't break any of my shit.
Here's the deal. Barry can go where Barry wants.
For a little while.
For a little while.
For and about then 10 seconds.
Barry will end up in a box somewhere and will never be seen again.
Barry is not unlike a dragonfly in that he has a 24-hour lifespan.
My nephews will go through my shit after I die and find Barry.
And be fine.
And be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then take it to the Goodwill.
Yeah, they don't want it. Yeah. Dude, if you sold... We talk about this all the time. If you sold a quarter of the stuff you have in your apartment, you could have a house.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know where to start. And I love so much of my stuff.
I get it.
Like, I know, but I don't know what to do.
If you are looking through stuff and you forgot that you had it,
put
it on eBay before you even think twice about it.
I think I just need, like, is there someone... Who I can hire.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Yes.
Who would come with, who would like take my hand and go like, we're going to go through everything.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to like, we're going to decide what you would like to keep and what you would like to sell maybe.
Yeah.
Like someone would do that?
Yes.
I'm so lonely, Mike. I don't want that.
How much for just the hand holding
part? How much for just... Do you think they'll stick around and have some lunch?
Okay, now hold. Now say I ordered a pizza.
Now I'm gonna order some dinner for two, and I'll keep one, and you can have the other one.
How much for you to eat half of it? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't want the person that's gonna fix the loneliness part,
right?
To be the same person who goes through all your stuff.
Right. It's got to be a non-partial, non-biased.
Yeah.
Joan Baez.
How much you paying this person?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's the thing. It's
percentage,
like,
maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it might be percentage. Yeah. It might be like an hourly thing, and then a percentage on top of that. Don't you think?
I think I would do a percentage because you know how there used to be the eBay store.
Yeah,
I would do it like that. I would give somebody however much percent of each sale for the thing, because then they're motivated to sell the thing, and they're not going to poop out on the descriptions.
But then what happens is like. You start to look into that, and then you're like, man, I could just do this myself.
Yes. That's also an option.
And then you never do it.
Yes.
Because after that, you're like, well, I'll just do it myself.
Well, then that doesn't that prove the first part of the question, that you won't do it yourself. So you hire the person to definitely just make sure it's done.
But it's like, you're hiring someone to like come hang out with you, essentially.
I think you're putting too much on it.
Well, it's because like what I'm looking for is someone to come to my apartment.
Yeah.
And help me go through everything.
Yes, you've made that very clear.
So it's like.
I get that part.
So it's like that person is going to be spending a lot of time in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that person is coming to hang out. Like that person is coming to like small talk.
They're coming to do a job.
And like, yeah, but like, you know, if they're good at their job, they're going to be friendly.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, wow, this stuff is cool and shit like that. Uh-huh. Right. Like, so it's like there essentially is someone who's coming over to hang out and look through your shit with
you.
Uh-huh. Like that's essentially what you're hiring. You're hiring like a.
No, I think you're hiring. You're hoping for that.
Yes.
Because that's best case scenario.
It makes it fun.
But you're hiring someone to help you with a problem.
Yes.
To be like, declutter this. A person coming over doesn't have to have any emotional attachment to you or your stuff to help you declutter a situation. You're just hoping it's a pleasurable experience with giggles in between.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you ever, you've been to an estate sale?
Yes. really fun and really interesting to walk through somebody's house and be like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll offer you money for that.
Yeah. And oftentimes it's just something sitting on their table or something.
Uh-huh.
Or like in a bookshelf. You'll be like looking through their books on their bookshelf.
Yeah, you could do that.
It's a really strange.
Well, when you're dead, you don't care who touches your shit.
Of course not. Of course not.
You can only haunt so many people.
But it's weird because like usually... So I've been to like a few estate sales because, you know, as a collector, that's where like the gold is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people don't know what they have and they've just had this thing. And like you can find some really cool shit at estate sales. And I had to stop that Beatles stuff.
Those Beatles magazines.
Yeah.
And the woman there was like, I have these cigarette butts and they were thrown away by George or Ringo. And here's some hair that Ringo left in a hotel. And I was like, fascinating, but also there's no way to prove that.
Right. It could be their own shit.
Yes. And also I was going through some of these magazines and it looked like someone had signed or practiced signing these people's names. So I was like, I'll take one of these magazines, but the rest of this is horseshit.
Yeah. Sure. Was she trying to sell you that stuff?
Yes, but for like not like a crazy amount. She was like, I know I can't prove that this is like Ringo's cigarette butt. So make me an offer. Nothing less than $75,000. But I'm like, no, there's no way. I have no interest in that. What am I going to do? Put it in my mouth and be like, whoa, I'm fucking Ringo.
That's the thing. It's like, there's like no way to display someone's fucking cigarette butt.
No one would care about it. If it's not accompanied by a picture of him like flicking that exact.
Right.
No one gives a shit
like
about that.
Or like footage of them like giving it to that person.
Put it in a plastic.
Well, how were they presented? Were they like in Ziploc bags or something?
Of them were in like bags and some of them were in like little clear like boxes, like ring boxes.
Okay.
Kind of psychotic a little bit.
Like, what about the hair? You saw hair?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
What was that in? Like a little...
Like an envelope? Like, you know when your mom saves the hair from your first haircut?
Yes,
yes. It was like that. But these were like groupies or whatever who would go to like...
The hotels after
the hotel or someplace
there,
where they were sitting for like an autograph, whatever. And be like, there's a hair. We need to touch it.
Right. Or like they go to the restaurant they ate at and then dig through the seat and like reach into the fucking...
Dude, imagine being like, I like that song you wrote about cars so much that I need an envelope of your hair.
Dude, I think I've told you about this before, but there's a movie called I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I want to hold your hair.
It's called I Want to Hold Your Hand, and it's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who directed Back to the Future and like a bunch of shit like that, Polar Express and Castaway, things like that. There's a movie called I Want to Hold Your Hand, and it's about Beatlemania, pretty much. Uh-huh. And it's about these like young kids in New York, I think. And they're trying to like meet the Beatles. Mm. And there's like a whole, and there's everything you could think of, including like a guy who's like selling like carpet squares.
Yeah.
From what they like stepped
they
on a
stepped
carpet.
In them with their boots.
And he ripped the carpet out and cut like squares out.
Yeah.
And was like, this one, George stepped on this one, and Paul stepped on this. And then he had like pieces of the sheets that they slept in at the hotel and stuff. So like that stuff's real, dude. Like people really like collected that shit. Yeah.
Fast forward 56 years and Ringo's like, no more.
No more hair.
Stop sending me my own hair.
I will not send you my hair.
I will not clone my bandmates.
But isn't it crazy? Cause like I was trying to think of if there was anything modern, any modern bands that like got that out of people. Like what, like
probably people get weird about all kinds of stuff.
Like wasn't there, remember, I feel like in the SourceFed days there was a story about like Kanye West's air from the concert.
The air from Kobe's last game.
Kobe's, yeah,
the air in the Staples Center. It was like a bag of air.
Yeah, okay, so both, because I'm seeing air from Kanye and air from Kobe.
Dude, I mean, it's worth as much as somebody's going to pay for it, I guess. Because you think about all the shit that you have. Some of it has no value. Like, I have two boxes of comics that have like, that are super cool looking and meant a lot to me as a kid,
yeah,
but have no value on eBay, you know? So if someone is willing to pay $80,000 for what they perceive to be a bag of air from Kobe's last game, then it's worth that to that person.
It's just interesting.
It's too easy to fuck somebody though.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
There's no way to know.
Yeah.
And even if it's real.
And it's a shitty thing to fuck somebody about. Like, if they had an emotional attachment to like a celebrity that passed away and you were like, this is his cigarette, and that person's going to part with $80,000 of their money for the cigarette, that's a shitty way to fuck someone. But people would do that.
Dude, this is blowing my mind.
All you could hope is that it's authentic air.
But it's like, even if it was really air,
mm-hmm,
from like the venue.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
You're just going to, like, and it's literally a Ziploc bag.
It's like, wouldn't you rather get something that, also, does it say if he ever sold it?
Yeah. So, he did sell
it. NFT.
So there is a final price,
uh-huh,
for it. Although I guess this is kind of nice because it said 25% of the profits went to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
So that could just be a funny person donating money in a very roundabout way to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they gave the heir to the hospital as well.
Heir to the throne. Right. Bumped, you guys get 25% of this heir.
There was a kid. There was somebody was flatlining and they pumped the last bit of air into their lungs and it saved him.
Right. Let's use air from Kobe's last game to save this child. He did it. Mm-hmm. The thing is like,
and that kid,
what do you
was
mean
Robert
air from America. Fucking Kobe's last game? Like, what is that? Like, literally, you're just like there's no, you can't, like, there's.
Is there any way it could be something else? And that's just like the funny cover for the thing. Like, is the whole thing to donate to, like, the purpose of the whole thing is to donate to charity? Or did somebody literally, first of all, who's bringing a Ziploc bag to a professional
basketball I'm telling
game?
You, man, people got this idea from the Kanye one.
Uh-huh.
And somebody let's see if there's a history of this. Air from events.
Dude, I heard all the air in the sole of Kanye's shoes is air from his concerts. And if you cut your shoes open and listen to it, you could hear like a verse and a half.
Okay, here we go. Turning air into gold. This is like Spaceballs. Remember Spaceballs? Yeah. Yeah. They were like out of air and they were like selling cans of air. They would just like sniff into their noses. And it was called Perry Air, remember?
No.
Anyway. An Australian company is hawking 6 packs of air bottled in places like Bondi Beach in Sydney or the eucalyptus-covered Blue Mountains. A Canadian firm sells containers of Rocky Mountain Breeze as an antidote to smoggy skies. What the fuck? Aether, a British company, is hoping to turn packaged air into a popular luxury item.
You're going to breathe in something from a company called Aether?
Aether. in fast-growing markets like China. The company sells glass jars.
Inhalable glass.
Inhalable glass. Perfectly safe. Holding 580 milliliters, which is a bit more than a pint, of air from Wales. With a morning dew feel. And it's 90...
Air from Wales.
From Wales.
The place.
Yes.
Not the
creature, no.
Not that they're standing
in
over
Britain.
The blowhole with a bucket.
With a bag. Got it.
Close it up.
And it says, according to the website, you can get a glass jar with a pint of air for $97.
$97. So you do what with it? You have it? That's like a flex thing. Rich people
have
stuff to flex. You know, imagine if you've bought a lot of stupid shit.
Oh yes.
And you're not rich.
No.
So imagine if you had $10 million. Would you buy air from whales?
No. I mean,
would you buy air from like a movie set?
Okay, so here's the most, I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've bought that is similar to that. So Cards Against Humanity used to make like really weird shit on top of the cards that you could buy.
Uh-huh.
You could buy all these expansions and stuff, but then they would sell like, if you bought this pack, then you got like a square of property on an island in the Galapagos or something.
Okay.
And they would put a little flag on it. Or no. They sent you a flag, a little metal flag with like your name on it. And if you went there, you could stick the flag in there and be like, that's my property. Great. This tiny little square.
Great.
So they sold shit like that. So I've and some of the money would go to charity, which was always fun too. Which always felt like that's where shit
it goes to cleaning the flags off the island.
Cleaning out the trash. Yeah. But one time they sold like cow shit.
Okay.
Like actual cow shit. And I can't remember what the draw was.
Let and they see. Sent it to you?
Yeah. And the thing is like the only reason why it was intriguing to me, bull feces. There you go. It was bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So this company sent poop to 30,000 people for Black Friday. So Christmas came early this year for 30,000 people who received a box of poop in the mail last week. This was in 2014. The sleekly designed box filled with actual excrement came courtesy of Cards Against Humanity. A fill-in-the-blank party game, blah, 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 blah. Costing $6 a pop, the special offer was part of the stunt-loving company's Black Friday sale. We all really hate Black Friday. It's just kind of a horrible day, says the co-creator of the game. It comes after this day where you're supposed to be thankful for what you have, and then it's just this whole huge media spectacle of people fighting each other to save $50 on a TV.
Hmm.
So they came up with this thing selling bullshit, which sold out in less than 2 hours. We also had the idea of issuing people a 1 penny off coupon, but that felt weird because it was still a deal. So they were like, how do we sell bullshit in the name of Black Friday? Like, this is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
How do we sell our own bullshit? So they sold bullshit for $6 and I bought it.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, this is amazing. This is like in the spirit of trolling people.
Yes. But what end are you on if you buy it?
I think I'm on the end of supporting a company that is like, this is how we feel about holidays like Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
So here's a $6 fucking piece of cow shit.
Yeah.
To be a part of like an event that was like a spectacle. Like,
did it come packed in like dry ice?
It came in like a little black box that just said bullshit on it.
Okay.
And then when you opened it, there was literally like a dried up cow shit okay. inside, like on a little piece of cloth.
Is that kind of beautiful?
It is nice.
Is that not like some kind of health something? Because it's still shit. It's grass-fed shit, probably, but shit nonetheless. It's waste.
It says, the team found a cattle ranch in Texas that sold pasteurized bull feces for shipments.
Shipments.
And understood shipments. And understood what we were trying to do. It's sent. It's out. It's done. Initially, we got a dozen people who were really surprised it was poop. But it was just actual poop.
Bunch of people trying to desperately get the taste out of the mouth were really surprised that it was actual shit.
So yeah, so they made 20 cents off of each $6 box of holiday bullshit.
Uh-huh.
The profits went to Heifer International, a charity that aims to eradicate poverty and hunger by providing livestock to developing communities.
That's nice. They got to get rid of the shit on the there somewhere.
So it was like, look, I'm a fucking consumer. I buy dumb shit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
why should that day be any different?
Why should that day be any different? And why not support something that is like poking fun at consumerism?
Mm-hmm.
even though like I participate freely in it.
That's why it's so confusing.
Right. Well, but it's like, I guess it's like, I believe in what they're saying. Black Friday is a bullshit holiday.
Uh-huh.
Like it shouldn't be a real holiday.
Well, it's not a real holiday.
I mean, it's just a thing. It's not, but it is. Like, I think it's,
well, a holiday is a holy day. That's like, it's usually starts by some religion and it has some kind of like good, well-meaning. That's a consumerism. That's like,
I mean,
Valentine's Day or well, who is also a saint.
Isn't like Labor Day a holiday? Like, that's not really like a religious thing. Like, they could say like, I don't know, maybe it's not internationally recognized as a holiday.
Yeah.
But I would go so far as to say,
but you don't get the day off for Black Friday.
No, but I think people like look forward to it more than like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's
it's a holiday in the same way Toyotathon is a holiday.
Exactly. We've gone way past the ads, so let's do some ads,
okay,
and then we'll check in on Barry. How's Barry doing?
I think Barry's unfortunately good to go.
I think Barry's good to go.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay, so then let's do the ads and then let's get Barry going and then we'll say goodbye. How about that?
Well, we should do a history road.
Okay, we'll do one history road. How about that?
Okay.
Well, okay, ad time. Let's do this.
It's become one of my favorite parts of the show. Introduction to new sounds.
Hey guys, how about a quick word from Squarespace, one of our most trusted and wonderful sponsors on the show, Dynamic Banter. We've been loving Squarespace for so long. Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website.
It's 100% right.
So many people I know use Squarespace, want to use Squarespace, are interested in Squarespace, love Squarespace, and maybe you will too. Now, what exactly is Squarespace? Well, it's a place you can go to start a website. That's it. Simple as that. You want to showcase your work? You want to make some shit? You want to sell things? You want to plan an event? You want to have a blog or a vlog or a vlig or a vlovel? Squarespace helps you with that. You can build a website, claim a domain, sell your stuff, market a brand, and see analytics, all of that stuff, along with their award-winning design, world-class engineering, beautiful templates, powerful e-commerce tools so you can sell stuff so easily, and help you launch your ideas into the world and build your brand. And it's very DIY. Very wonderful, very easy to use.
You don't need to know HTML. You don't need to know any fancy kind of computer language. Basically, you drag and drop and you say, I want my website to look like that. And you choose from one of many award-winning templates. So you know your website is going to look good, even if you have no artistic capabilities in your body at all.
At all.
At all.
And all of the websites are optimized for mobile, so you can just use everything on your phone. And how easy is that? You never have to upgrade or patch or install anything. It's all online. And if you need help with anything ever, I'm talking the littlest thing to the biggest thing. And I can't even imagine what the biggest thing would be. But if you ever need help, there is 24/7 customer support. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holiday or no. You need help with your site, Squarespace is there for you.
Any holiday, Black Friday.
Black Friday, International Pie Day.
Turquoise Thursday.
So why don't you stop listening to my dumb mouth and go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Get that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, and you will be, use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off of your first purchase of a website or domain. Don't be a dummy. Check out Squarespace. You know you wanna. You can help the boys out. Yes. The boys are me and Mike.
That's true. That's me and Steve. He's talking about us right now.
Thank you, Squarespace.
This is like the song that happens while you're realizing what you have to do to get your family back in the 80s.
I know what I have to do. Let's go, Barry.
No. No, stay put. Let's go, berries.
Guys, new sponsor alert. Wii U. BetterHelp. What is BetterHelp? Well, let's start with some talking points here.
It's a perfect starting point.
What interferes with your happiness?
You want me to go down the list?
Sure.
Money troubles.
Relationship troubles.
Sleepless nights.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The government. Pandemics.
Yes.
And is there something in your life that is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, absolutely. It's called depression. And the thing with BetterHelp is they will help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. We're talking about help that you can get easily using your phone or using your computer with video or phone sessions. Check this out. You connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's so convenient. You can start communicating with someone in under 48 hours. Now, here's the thing. This is very important. It's not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room or go out at all. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. And the service is available for people worldwide. You can find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you. And here's what these professional, what their licensed professional counselors are special, what they specialize in: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, etc. And anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. And so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting an additional counselor. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So there's a need for this.
Yeah.
And a want for this.
I would imagine.
So I want you guys to start living a happier life today. Mike and I really want you guys to be happy and find yourself. Maybe this is something for you. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/banter. That's betterhelp.com/banter. Why don't you join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health and done it, what is the right to, and has done the right and what is right to do. They have done what's right. So that's, again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/banter. Check it out. And let us know if it helped you out.
I'm very curious to know.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Send us a history road. Tell us if you tried it and what you thought.
Yeah.
Get real specific. Tell us all the confidential stuff.
Can't.
Just kidding. No, don't
you
do that.
Can't. You all legally right. Can't.
Thank you very much to our new sponsor, BetterHelp.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
And that's it for the ads, baby.
I love that. That seems like a nice sponsor to have.
Yeah, I like it too because, look, I'm a big supporter of mental health. And focusing on mental health and fixing your anxieties and things like that. And it's all fixable. It's all help. It's not helpless. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that want to help you, that can help you. And I'm all for experiencing all the ways that you can to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, man. You don't know until you know with so many different situations in life.
Right.
And sometimes what somebody says could open a door for you to make you think differently about things or feel differently about things. And that's
right,
nice that
right.
People get that.
Exactly.
And that's accessible to people.
And what a time to be alive, man. Our parents didn't have access to that shit.
Our parents had to push their problems deep down.
Yeah. Dude, I remember there was like a friend. There was like one of my brother's friend's mom was like admitted into a mental hospital when we were very young, and it was like the thing that the parents were talking about and stuff.
Yeah.
And they talked about it in a way that was like, ooh, that person's crazy. Like, stay away from that person. Like, maybe they're not safe around our children and shit. Right. And it was like, man, people just didn't know shit about mental health in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's just so, we live in such a progressive and good time for mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Hopefully generations in the future will struggle even less than we do, even though we have access to the help that our parents didn't.
Right.
It just means stuff in the future is going to be even better, you know?
Yeah. Very, I mean, you'd hope that every generation learns from whatever came before it.
Exactly.
I think our parents did a better job than their parents.
Totally. Totally. I mean, yeah, I won't even, my grandparents were like, I think they were alive in the times where when you had anxiety, they wanted to just drill a hole in your head and let the demons out.
Yeah.
Let's do some cocaine.
Right. And not everyone had the money to do
that. Right. And sometimes you had to do it in your backyard. By the way, just to put the close the bag on this one, the Kanye heir, the heir from a Kanye show, sold for $60,000. Wow. Dude.
NFT.
All right, let's do a history road, and then we'll end with Barry.
That sounds great.
All right, let's get in there. How about that?
For those not watching the video, that's Barry singing the history road theme song. Thank you, Barry. History road. History
This is an interesting email. An April Fool's prank crime.
Oh no. Oh no.
Adele is.
Help us pronounce this one. Adele.
That's the
name. Thank you.
Yep. She says, I'm a 20-year-old, one and a half honk BB born girl. I wanted to start off by saying I love you guys, and I've been listening to y'all since I started college in 2018. Wow.
It's Thank been. You.
It has been. Hasn't it?
I've been waiting for so long to have a good reason to email y'all, and here it is. I was driving back to campus while I was listening to your April Fool's episode, and when you got to the bit about crimes being passed off pranks, I lost it because that actually happened at my campus.
Uh-oh.
At my school, I don't care if you say the name, we get crime alerts since we're in the middle of a very big urban boy city.
Sure. What is that? Who's in charge of that?
I had to dig through my email to find it. Below is the crime alert. Hope you boys enjoy. This is a bit more. There is a bit more from me at the end. Okay. Safety alert. Aggravated assault. This is an email that they got. Incident date and time. January 24th, 2020 at approximately 11:30 p.m. Incident location. William Street near 5th Street at Tech Square. Incident description. The victim stated he was walking on William Street towards 5th Street when he was approached by the suspect. He reported that the suspect displayed a handgun and demanded the victim's wallet.
Oh no.
The victim gave the suspect his cell phone and told the suspect he did not have a wallet.
Mm.
The suspect returned.
It's like I have Apple Pay.
The suspect returned the victim's cell phone and told the victim that the incident was a prank.
Gotcha, bud.
What?
Gotcha.
The suspect was last seen walking on Spring Street towards 3rd Street.
Laughing his ass off.
The victim is a Georgia Tech student. There were no injuries reported. And there's a photo of the guy.
They got him on like a camera?
Yeah, like a street camera.
Yikes.
She said, After this bit on campus was saying that you hoped any assignments or tests that sucked were a prank.
Yeah.
I do think the police eventually got their hands on the prankster. Tell the mummy I said hi. You hear that, mummy?
Really excited.
Much love, Adele.
Does he?
Dude, thank you for that story.
That's so crazy.
Terrifying, but not, it's not a good out, you know?
No.
That's not a, that's not gonna do it for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. And also, like,
you have to bring out cameramen who are also in on it.
Right. And make something funny about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't, like, scaring the shit out of somebody to the point where they like offer to give you their phone. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
I'm thinking that the person didn't know. They eventually, they probably looked up and saw a camera and was like, it's a prank.
Or they were like, they wanted a wallet.
Yeah.
And if that person didn't have a wallet and they were like, take my phone, the guy was probably like, I don't want to fucking deal with this.
Yeah.
Like, April Fools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's only, he only allows himself to rob people one day of the year. Right. Just in case.
It's just a prank. And if it works, hey, you get some money out of it.
Yeah. All right. You split the money with the person you pranked to be nice.
Right. All right, Mike, are you ready?
No.
To give Barry his maiden voyage.
Yes.
Should we get like an alternate angle of this? I should film it.
Well, that is getting pretty much the whole.
But I'd like to, like follow it if it goes around, you know.
Okay, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
If it breaks anything, Barry's owner is coming for it.
I like how you went over there.
Yeah.
With your scissors.
Yes.
Because you really don't want that in your hair.
No.
And that, and certainly, I get that. Okay, so make sure my eyes are white. That's correct. Okay, so, all right. I guess I'm going to turn them on.
Oh, cool. It screams too. You know?
Okay. So move me up and down and I'll say we.
What if it throws up?
Saying mama. What's happening? What does this mean? Oh, it's hungry. We want some berries?
You haven't touched your berries.
You haven't even touched your berry. Okay. Move me up and down and I'll say we.
That sounds like a singing. Yeah, that's a woot.
It says when you hear the trumpet, put them in the nest. Oh shit, here we go! Okay.
Cover your eyes.
Okay, wait. Shit.
Where are the trumpets coming from?
Okay,
don't look at me, Barry.
Okay, here we go!
Thinking it over?
What happened? What happened, baby? His eyes are red, he's sad. Okay, let's pet his forehead. Okay, purple. Purple means I'm singing. Okay, blue? What's happening now?
Why not just program some words into it? I hate this.
Trumpets! Alright, go, buddy, go! You got this, Barry. What is happening?
He's not feeling confident.
What is happening? He's got fucking...
You're not really giving him any encouragement.
Oh. It says to unplug the nest. Okay. That might be why.
If you unplug the nest, it takes over.
All right. Here we go. We're going to try again.
How do we know we're not angering it beyond to a point of no return?
His eyes aren't red. Okay, here we go. Oh!
Oh, fuck.
Shit! Uh-oh! Have a berry. Dude, what the fuck? Why did he come at me?
Well, you fucked you fucking whipped him around the room.
Let's try it again.
That's great. Are we do are, is this it?
We're gonna do one more.
That wasn't the most satisfying ending you could possibly have.
God damn, why is it so terrifying?
This isn't a toy you play with like twice.
He's screaming.
Oh my God.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Dynamic Banter. What a fun time to... You shut the fuck up!
Somebody put that thing in the garbage.
That's enough. I need you to shut the fuck up.
You're going to live in the garbage, Barry.
You're going in the garbage, Barry. Well, that was fun. Why did it fly towards me every time?
Maybe you're creating a vortex.
Mike, you got any plugs?
Let me see. I mean, it's kind of hard to concentrate
because there's a screaming owl.
Doing lots of stuff. I would say, if you like TikTok, me and Steve are both on TikTok now, and it's been really fun. So if you have one thing to do this week, it's to go follow us on TikTok. Mine is Mike Falzone Comedy, and Steve's is
Steve of the Valley Folk.
There you go. Great.
Well, guys, thank you for listening. Also, Dynamic Banter merch is at dynamicbanter.clothing. If you want to check some of that stuff out, we got some stuff coming up soon. The fact that we're in the same room together means that some fun shit's about to happen too. So stay tuned for all the cool shit. Please follow us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/dynamicbanter. If you want to see the fucking chaos of Barry flying around the room, and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're not super active there, but we want to be. We want to be more active. So check it out. All right, guys, we love you. See you soon. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.